Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
All right, welcome to episode number 246. You get Alan and I today because Dennis had to...
What kind of stupid excuse can you make for Dennis?
Anyway, we are lucky enough to have Freddie Ordine from Weapons of Anew on today to talk about their new single and just chat about their prior work. So, Freddie, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Doing all right.
Trying not to do that filthy word of work.
Yeah, it's that four-letter word that none of us want to do, but unfortunately, yeah. it has to happen. So,
and two of us are on our lunch break right now.
Yeah. just for anybody from work watching this, we're on our lunch break. So there you go. That's the important part. So we got sent. I listened to Sick Boy. So talk a little bit about that. That's a cool, pretty cool song, man.
Thank you. We didn't write it. It's a cover of the Chainsmokers song. So we kind of redid it, you know, what our own take on it. From what everybody says, it doesn't sound anything like the original. I don't know. I hear it a little bit still. It was just a cool thing that we wanted to do. We wanted to just do something a little bit different. So it's been going great. I mean, we're charting a Billboard. I think this week we're going to be number 27 in the mainstream rock charts. So it's doing really good. You know, every time my management calls and says, hey, you guys are this number, I'm like, yeah, you're fucking wrong, dude. There's no way we're on Billboard number one. I think you called the wrong artist. it's fucking nuts to us.
So you just make sure that, do you have some numbers transposed or any of that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like we're 27 on the clown shoes like chart or something. Like we all grew up metalheads, you know. We never thought ever Billboard, you know, especially mainstream Billboard rock. You know, I could see maybe like one of like the metal charts or something, but actual main fucking Billboard.
That's cool, man. You know, I can't imagine. I've heard stories before of guys, you know, that back in the 80s and that kind of stuff. And even guys, you know, now that, you know, they turn the radio on and they hear their song for the first time on the radio and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yeah, we were out on tour with I think it was when we were out with Scott. Some of the stations around the country were giving us a little love on our first record. So I think the single was Killshot. That's kind of heavy. And I remember being on the bus and it coming on the radio and being like, holy shit, you know, it was pretty cool though. But that
yeah, actually, I listened to some of that record today, actually, this morning and over the weekend a little bit. That's a good record too. So was that that came out in 2017 or some of the songs came out in 2017 and then you guys put an EP out in 2019. Is that right?
Yeah, so the first record came out in 2017. You know, it was kind of under the radar. Just we were out pounding the ground, touring as much as we could. And, you know, it did pretty okay. The live record was kind of just a holdover because we had done so much touring. We really didn't have much time to write a new record. So things started to kind of change gears for us on the Scott tour where we were kind of starting to get a lot of industry movement. You know, all the right people were kind of coming around us. So we needed something to kind of bridge the gap between a three-year-old record and something to get us through to the new record. You know, nobody knew fucking coronavirus was going to come and stick it up all our asses and fuck us on a release date. Originally the new record was supposed to be out like March of last year, April of last year. And, you know, so we put a live record out in between just to kind of bridge the gap. So September that just passed, we were talking about finally putting the new record out. We were like, fuck this, we got to do something. And originally everybody was talking about us going out on tour and everything. And then that kind of stopped. So once that all stopped, we were like, fuck it. Let's give it a shot at radio and let's see, you know, if we can start developing some fan base that way and you know, start connecting with people on a different level. And it's been working, but fuck man, I want this new record out. It's, you know, it's a year old already to us.
Yeah, that's crazy. So are you using internet radio as well?
Our management deals with a lot of that stuff. I mean, he's pretty good push on that stuff. Chipstar, our PR person, he's
sure, yeah.
got really on the pulse on that. You know, so they're always bringing something new into us, which is badass. I mean, us essentially, dude, honestly, after we write the record, we kind of just give it to them and go, okay, you guys know better than we do.
Right. And
then, you know, and then, you know, hopefully things go well. And with this team and this cycle around, everything seems to be going good.
Yeah, because if they weren't doing that, then you wouldn't really need them. You'd be like, exactly. Just pay some people some money. Yeah. So Alan has an internet radio show that he does, and then we know some other people that have some internet radio shows too. So we'll do some stuff to try to share this a little bit more on that aspect of stuff too. Can you talk a little bit about band members and kind of how long you guys have been together, that kind of stuff? Because I think, you know, the good part about doing a podcast like this is we get a lot of exposure, and Chipster and those guys help us too with bands that we may not be familiar with, you know, to get out there. So it's hopefully a chance for people to learn more about you guys. So can you talk a little bit about the band, where you guys started, kind of hold that whole bit?
Yeah. So we formed in 2015. I was in another band prior. So was Ray. And both of us kind of walked away from the music industry in like 06, 07. We just needed a break, burnt out, just had enough, wanted to be kind of quote unquote normal people. That didn't work out too fucking well. So everybody kept saying to me and actually to Ray, like, you two should really get in the room together. And I didn't know who he was. You know, I knew of the band Spread Eagle, but it was like totally like a different kind of thing than I was ever listening to. So we finally got together, and first song we wrote was Kill Shot. And, you know, we started working on our first record. We knew that we wanted to do this. So it was me, Ray, Reno, who's still our bass player today. You know, so it's us three original. You know, we did a whole bunch of national tours, put the first record out. Chris, our drummer, left in I want to say it was January. It's been about a year. Just, you know, he wanted to be home, and he wanted to try his life at normal. And you know, so he's home now. Chad Zaliga from Breaking Benjamin, his name had come up to us a whole bunch of times when we were looking for a new drummer. So it was between him and a couple other dudes, and once we got Chad in the room, we knew he was the guy, just on a personal level, just on a musician level. Just he was definitely the guy. It felt like he had been with us forever. And then there's a new guy, Kevin, he wasn't on the record. He'll be with us touring and stuff when we're finally allowed to do that. you know, so it's honestly, it's kind of like a family vibe in the band. You know, we're all really, really close. We talk, you know, at least 2-3 times a day. So it's, you know, it's a cool thing, man. It's we're kind of lucky that we all actually get along the way we do.
Are you guys all from the same area? Where did the band, where did you guys originate from, or where are you guys located?
In New Jersey. So right. Okay. In New York. I think it was after the Tesla tour, so like probably 2016, 2017, Ray moved down to Florida full time. So that was just me and Reno up here. Ray was in Florida, Chad lives in Pennsylvania, and Kevin, our other guitar player, lives in California. Yes, I mean, believe it or not, through this whole shit that's been going on, somebody puts a mask on and gets on a plane, and we still get together usually 1-2 times a month. So we're still rehearsing and, you know, keeping our shit together and ready to go.
So you guys are physically getting together then?
Yeah, we're fucking crazy. But yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's something that's been a real challenge, and you know, that some of the, you know, the work on records and stuff like that we're hearing a lot about is more of, you know, we're doing guitar parts and then we're sending those guitar parts to somebody across wherever, and then they're doing their drum parts and they're, you know, and it you know, it ends up turning out okay, but I wonder if, you know, you wonder sometimes if chemistry, you know, in in the same room really does have an effect on what the record turns out sounding like. I mean, and the feel of the record. So you guys are doing it, you know, kind of old school, which is, you know, right now pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how we are. You know, we're all about getting in a room together. I mean, we're a live band. We want to be out touring. We want to be out playing. So it's like, we just connect on a just totally different level when we're together. Like, we've tried the whole thing where we're, you know, tried doing live stream things where this guy's there and I'm here, and it just feels like bullshit to us. So, you know, we kind of just throw masks on, throw gloves on, get on the plane, and away we go, and we make it happen. You know, so, I mean, honestly, you know, once everything shut down here, and I think it was March, you know, they started loosening shit up a little bit in June. We went and shot 3 videos in the month of June. And then we've been rehearsing and just, you know, kind of getting our shit together and just making sure that we're ready to go when the time comes. You know, we're using it to our advantage.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about when they're going to, you open stuff up at least a little bit? I mean, are you able to do any local shows or anything right now?
Nah, from what we're hearing, our manager is really kind of protecting us. He doesn't want us out doing like smaller stuff. He wants to wait for like the good source to come out. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is it's looking like July-ish is what they're saying. So, I mean, it makes sense, you know, to really book a legit tour and really get it done correctly. It usually takes, you know, 5-6 months to really get it routed and get all the shit behind it. You know, so God willing, everything kind of opens up this month, next month, where, you know, everybody kind of starts looking towards the middle of the year. And hopefully, you know, we'll see. But I mean, we heard this last year too. You know, everybody was like, oh, by July, you guys will be back out. By September, you guys will be back out. By December, you guys will be back out. So I don't think anybody really knows yet.
Well, it's kind of funny because I remember an article that the president of Live Nation put out last summer and said it'll probably be a complete year before anybody gets back on the road. And everybody was like, oh, that's bullshit. No, that's not going to happen. You know, it'll be sooner than that because we know we won't let rock, you know, we won't let music not have a voice and all that other kind of, and it's like, well, you really don't have an option. So. but we've had a couple of different people on the show recently that are, you know, definitely, you know, touring, and, you know, some people that are, you know, very much in the, you know, show producers and that kind of stuff. And they said, you know, it's really looking like July is going to be, you know, that seems to be now a consistent month, at least, that we keep hearing. So, you know, worst case scenario, you know, hell, I'll take July because it's been too freaking long. So
last year we played, the last show we played was January of last year. We played out at NAMM, out of Anaheim. Yeah. You know, so we went out there, did that. We did a huge show with Metal Allegiance. It was killer. And we were supposed to go out in February to Vegas and do a one-off for radio, and it just never fucking happened. So our last show, I think it was like January 16th or 17th of last year. So it's coming up on a year.
Yeah, the last show I went to was a club show, and it was March 15th, and the next day they shut it down. Yes. I mean, literally, it was like crap. And Alan, your last show was right around that same time too, wasn't it?
Yeah, the 15th or 16th. Brian Harris will let us know.
Yeah.
We went to the Jeff Tate concert in Nashville together.
Oh, right up.
Yeah, that was about it. I mean, it kind of rolled up from there, so. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about these guys that are going out and doing some one-off shows? Like, seen Steel Panther out doing a couple of shows. There's been a couple, you know, Great White did a show. There's been a couple other bands that have did some one-off shows with real crowds.
Honestly, I don't blame them. I mean, these guys got to eat too, you know? So it's like, if the opportunity is there and the fans are willing to come out, I mean, let's face it. Everybody knows things are fucked up right now, but everybody's had enough of being fucking locked down too. So, you know, if you go out, you put a mask on, keep your distance, you know, do whatever you got to do. And go out and do it. I mean, fuck, if the opportunity was there for us, you would see us five idiots on stage fucking right in the middle of it. I mean, we're over it. You know, like we still get together and, you know, we still play. So it's, we would be out in a second if it was open to do it. It's so fucking how people are on the internet. You know, these guys are going out trying to make a living and people, you know, trying to shame them and this and that and the other thing. It's like, go fuck yourself. You know, these guys got families and shit that they got to take care of too.
Well, nobody's forcing anybody to go to a show.
That's exactly
You know, if you want to buy a ticket and you want to go, then, you know, you should buy a ticket and go.
That's right.
You know, the band that I went to see back in March was a tribute band, a metal 80s metal tribute band called Hairbangers Ball. They're out of the Chicago area. And that was the last club show that I saw. So I wasn't able to go see Jeff Tate with those guys because I had something else going on and then I couldn't go to that. So I went to the Hairbangers Ball thing. But those guys were back in Bloomington, Indiana. This past weekend, and it's like I could have went, but then it's like now it's in a bar, it's a seating only in a bar, and it's like, okay, I'm not doing that. I mean, it's just, to me, it was like I'm not gonna do that. Now, if it would have been, you know, outside in a, you know, in a parking lot kind of thing where you could get some distance, but, and even that, I mean, I don't want to have an experience in a bar sitting in a chair. Yeah. watching a rock show. I mean, it's just like the worst.
Last July or last August, we played like a dinner theater with Scott Stapp. And I remember walking into the club and it was like a nice size venue, but there were all these like little tables and shit. And I remember doing sound check saying like, man, I hope they move these fucking tables. And we hit the stage and like literally I could sweat on the people in the first row, like eating a cheeseburger, looking up at me. I'm like, this is so fucked up. Like, I never seen anything like this before in my life. But honestly, now I would welcome that back. Like, I would go play a fucking Dinner Room right now and be happy to do it.
Funny yep. how your perspective changes.
No, it's fucking crazy, right?
Did you guys do any streaming shows or anything? Any acoustic stuff or anything like that for during this time?
We got together maybe last month sometime, and we did 6 or 8 songs. We filmed everything all at one shot. I think there's 3 songs that are out right now on The Rat. It's a radio station in New Jersey that's been pushing pretty hard for us. They've been giving us a lot of support. So we went and did a special thing for them. And then on our fan club thing, I think we put a couple of the videos out just for like the people that are on our fan club. But that was it. You know, we figured if we're going to do it, let's just do one really cool one and we'll just break it up into pieces and kind of just use it, you know, as a thing. To us, it's, if you ever see this band live, you'll get it. Like, we're all about breaking balls with the crowd and interacting and, you know, everybody having a good time. I mean, that's what it's about. So like, try to connect with somebody like in that kind of vibe and that kind of element through the internet, it's to us, it's just missing something, you know? So we had to force it a little bit to get us all in the room to agree to do it. But once we got in there and doing it, it was cool. We felt pretty good.
It's kind of interesting because we've seen some, or at least I've seen a couple things. I watched a couple different people, and there are some people that are really good with interacting with just, you know, a camera kind of thing or video or whatever. But there are other people that they've got to have that feedback from the fans that's live, because you could tell a huge difference. I watched 2 different ones and I was like, this guy is struggling. I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, he sounded great. It wasn't that. It was just
the energy,
the between song stuff, the energy, yeah. the between song banter stuff was just like, he was trying, but it was like, dude, this is so like rote and not.
Yep.
And it can't be any other way, really. I mean, I get it. It's just gotta be really tough.
That was the biggest thing for Ray when he agreed to do it. He was like, dude, I'm not talking in between the songs. He's like, who the fuck am I talking to? So he's like, I'm not doing it. So we just did all the songs and we would just cut, and you know, they'd edit out all of our bullshit and picking on each other and all that crap. But they probably should have left it in. It'd been pretty comical.
Yeah,
but
you
know, but they cut it all out. So it's just, I think it's 7 or 8 just individual songs.
Cool. Is that on YouTube?
You know, honestly, I'm the worst at that shit. I know it's on, I know you can get to it probably off of our Facebook.
Okay, cool.
And just that we have this thing called the Weapons Crew. It's like our Weapons of a New Fan Club thing. It's growing pretty quick, so we've been blessed with that, but I know that they're putting a whole bunch of shit up on that.
Great. So where did the band name come from? Who thought of that? That's kind of an interesting band name.
It was kind of thrown back and forth. Ray, actually, our singer, came up with it. For us, it was like a new musical weapon, you know, me coming from Havocate and Ray coming from Spread Eagle. It was this new musical weapon that we wanted. So Ray just kind of came up with this term, and there it went. Made a cool logo, though, somewhere on my hand. Shit.
yeah, cool. So Sick Boy came out. The single's out now. It's been out for a couple of weeks, right? And then is there a whole album that follows that? Is that on the horizon?
Yeah, our new record's going to be called The Art of War. Like I said, it was supposed to be out in September, but I don't know when it's coming out. I would assume if we're going out and touring, probably July, it'll probably come out a little bit before that, probably like June-ish. Until then, you know, we're playing the singles game. They're thinking that Sick Boy's got a couple more months of life left in it on radio. Depending on how much longer it has, that'll depend on if I know they're talking about doing another single. So I just don't know when it's going to be coming out. But it's the next single's a little more like us, a little more active rock, kind of push heavy.
Got you. Cool. So are you putting stuff out on vinyl as well, or are you just doing CDs?
No. We'll definitely put stuff out on vinyl. I mean, for us, it's a cool thing for live, for touring and shit like that. You know, people always love getting that kind of stuff from us. And honestly, like for us, CDs have kind of turned into that too. It's like a cool thing that you can kind of give to your fan or share with your fan and sign for them and shit like that. More than, I mean, fuck, dude, most cars don't even have CD players anymore, you know? So it's fucking nuts, but it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, they'll still put them out on it.
It's funny. I got a newer used car, and a buddy of mine got in the car and he goes, dude, you have a CD player. I'm like, really? That's the exciting part?
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude. It's crazy. I like actually going to my kid's car. My kid's got a CD player in his car, and he's like, he looks at me like, what are you, a moron? Like, what do you do with this fucking thing? I'm like, you put CD.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
So you have a kid that has a car, huh? So that's there you go. That's interesting. So yeah, what about his
young boy? He's good looks. So I'm not as young as I look. So
me neither.
I have a 26-year-old and an 18-year-old, two boys.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they're both growing up and, you know, became their own little men. Yeah, you know, I liked to fuck a lot when I was young, I guess. I should have probably. Yeah, my first one I had, I was young. My second one, I was still pretty young.
That's kind of bad though. You like to do that when you were young, so you don't do that anymore. Well, that's sad. Yeah. We will mourn for you.
Especially no touring.
There you go. Ooh, that took a swerve. It's all rock and roll. Alan, do you have any other questions for Freddie here?
How can our audience find you online?
You know, all your usual Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all Weapons of Anew. And then our website, obviously, it's weaponsofanew.com. Any of those, you can find us. You know, Ray, our singer, he's actually pretty active on that stuff. Me, not so much.
Well, you have to ask one of the kids how to do that.
I'll show you how to use this CD if you show me how to use this computer thing.
That's what I do. Luckily, one of mine still lives at home, so I can ask him, but he's moving out pretty soon, I think. So it's like, dude, what am I going to do for tech assistant? I know, I'll call Alan.
I both like herpes. I can't get rid of them. They won't leave. I really do. It's great that, you know, having a 26-year-old and an 18-year-old, it's, you know, we're kind of, you know, it's cool. We hang out all the time. We barbecue. So it's cool. But then when I have to be dad, it kind of sucks, you know, but
yeah,
it's almost time for them to get out of the nest and go.
there does become that time. That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. Well, man, we really appreciate your time today, Freddie. So thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
Absolutely, guys. Good to meet you guys.
Yep. So hang on just a second. Alan's going to take us out of here. We'll chat real quick after we're done.
Okay.
All right, folks, y'all know the deal. Visit agesofrock.com. Find our past episodes and our social media links. And until next time, peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.